has made this body so that it's got to live in the air that surrounds me. And God has made the new man so that he cannot live except by drawing in that life of God, by being filled moment by moment and controlled moment by moment by that God who has beset me on all hands, who has laid his hand upon me, in whom we live and move and have our being. That's prayer. And so we bend our knees. Our whole being is bowed all the time. And that's what Madame Guyon brings out in her little treatise. She says that prayer without ceasing is not a prayer of the lips, and it isn't a prayer of the mind or of the thoughts. It's more than that. It's a constant inward attention to this King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. It's being united again, like a drop of rain falling upon the ocean is united to the ocean, so that you cannot say, here's the rain and here's the ocean. It has all become one. And so Jesus says that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. And how will I ever get there? I won't. God's got to draw me. Draw me. We will run after thee.